All right, so you guys have done the acoustic thing before. You know, Southside Double Wide got a ton of attention. A lot of people dug it. So what made you guys come back and do another one?
Well, I mean, two reasons. Number one, the first Southside was basically just, it was a promotional tour for Seasons. The whole idea behind what we wanted to do when we were rolling Seasons out was to go out there and kind of do a, you know, do a preview of the record and do some kind of a special event. You know, we knew we didn't just want to go into town and do the, you know, the normal, you know, electric thing because we were going to, you know, be doing that on our normal tour as it was. So, you know, we thought it might be kind of cool to, you know, strip it down, do a short acoustic set, do kind of a, you know, a little bit of a Q&A, kind of like a storyteller's kind of a vibe, and, you know, just do something different, you know, something special that the fans hadn't seen before. They were, you know, obviously all songs that we had already done, and we just kind of got lucky when we shot the film. Our original label, TVT, we approached them with the whole acoustic idea, and they said DVDs don't sell and live records don't sell. So we shot it, and then they literally released it on top after they said that they had no interest in it. They literally released it right on top of the Seasons album cycle, which was part of the reason that we ended up leaving TVT ultimately. You know, it was something that we really wanted to do and we were really proud of and we had a great time doing, but the timing of it was, you know, it was really odd the way that they did it because they were so resistant to it. And then all of a sudden they literally, it almost, you know, it kind of affected our album cycle a little bit, you know, because a lot of people were more focused on the South Side than they were on Seasons. So, you know, in hindsight, it was actually a win-win for us though, because we only did 14 of those shows. You know, a lot of people thought that we were out there for a long time, but it was a really, really short, you know, 3-week run that we did, you know, with 14 dates. So even when we were talking about, you know, doing this, the new acoustic record, you know, the whole vibe that we had, when we were kind of, you know, tripped out with tables and candles and tapestries and all that stuff. We were real, you know, cognizant of the fact that we were trying to avoid it. But then it was like, wait a minute, there were only 14 cities that actually got to see that. So it would actually be kind of cool to incorporate a little bit of that vibe back into this time around, being that it's a full tour, you know. Plus, we also did 6 new songs. It was something a little bit different. We knew that we were going to do, you know, some old songs that were going to be revisited. But, you know, Southside was live, and this is a studio record. So we figured let's find out what the fans want to hear. We let the fans vote on the top 2. And then we picked another 4 old songs, and then we did 6 original songs. So it's kind of a unique way to, you know, to take this thing out, you know, to get some new music out there, but also to, you know, revisit a lot of the older stuff too. There'll be a lot of stuff on Southside that obviously we'll be doing on the tour, but it was a really cool way to, you know, for us to do something a little bit different, you know, something left of center, something not typical of Seven Dust, you know. Plus the Southside record was 11 years ago, so I guess, you know, a decade between acoustic records is okay.